knows he's an outlaw. Knows he'll be leaving once his horse is fed and watered, rested. But she's glad of it anyway, this night, this boy. She turns out from under his sleeping arm, gets up and walks to the window. She's 45 and still a handsome woman. The rain is coming, she thinks. He should be on his way. She parts the linen curtain to take in the bright orange slash of the coming sun. Her arm a soft crescent of reflected light. Every corner of my world is waking up, she thinks, and turns to see me lying there. Not the outlaw kid she dreamt, but the husband she has loved and still does. She smiles as if to say, "You are such a sweet disappointment, honey." I lie still, as if asleep, so as not to displace the last light of her wonderful dream, as she turns again to the window and the light of day. I am William Bonney, called Billy the Kid. I prefer William Bonney. She says, "Goodbye, Mr. Bonney." I tip my hat and say, "Ma'am." Then look east before I head west. Plan to turn south when I get the chance, when I can throw them off. I catch a fly with my left hand, pluck him up just like that. Prove to myself my hand ain't nervous. I shake him a little so he knows he's been took. Then let him loose, 'cause there ain't no point in killing him. I don't mind killing, Lord knows, but I can't stand the waste of it. Even an angry man ought to be able to keep his hand steady, keep his head straight, know when to relax his grip, let go.